This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Paul Smith, Chief Strategy and Revenue Officer at CodeBaby, a global customer engagement and intelligent virtual assistant technology provider. Mr. Smith, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming out today. So how do you see the online self-service world in 5 years in healthcare or otherwise, for starters?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there's a couple things that in regard to that in the next 5 years. I think, first of all, I see a paradigm shift. I think what we have thought of as personalized service has changed. And let me put that into perspective for you. I'm 6'7", and 210 pounds. And so personal in the retail world, and I'll use that as an example, was I go to Nordstrom's, and I have a personal shopper that walks me around the Nordstrom store. Problem, being 6'7" and 210 pounds, a lot of the stuff that I need to buy, they don't have in stock. So that whole experience for me, so when they call that a personalized experience for me, it's more of a frustration experience. A more personal experience for me is when I go to Nordstrom's online and I put in my sizes and I get presented with a Nordstrom store that only has the stuff that I'm interested in buying, so that I can do a more so that I can go through without having to worry about I like this item but it doesn't come in my size. I think that is a paradigm shift that we have to accept, and that is that what people are looking for in the future is not so much give me 1,000 selections. They're more interested in give me the selections that impact me specifically and let me make my decisions based on that subset. So what I see in the next 5 years in self-service is a lot more integration into the machine-learned artificial intelligence and helping us better understand what the visitor looks like, presenting them with the information that they want, making it easy for them to find the additional information that they want, and make a decision and move on quickly. We're living in a world that moves a lot quicker because of technology, and as we go forward, I think we're seeing more and more that people want immediate gratification, and they want to be able to move forward quickly. So in the next 5 years in self-service, what I really see is, in healthcare and otherwise, is a much more technology-based, personalized experience for the customer. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, and a great breakdown on that. Now, how are the disruptors in the market today changing the way they do business?
I think the disruptors in the market are really this, is that a lot of the buying paradigms, the analysis paradigm, a lot of that has been decided. The Amazons of the world have said this is the way people like to shop. The eBays of the world say this is how people like to compare. We look at Facebook and Twitter and people, they're looking for responses on what did you think of this product. So the way that I think that in our market people need to change is to understand that paradigm and understand that we can't create a new way for people to shop. We have to learn how to take what we have and use the channels that people are most familiar with so they can do business with us the way they do business with other people, and online is the way that that's going. So I think the thing that our market needs to really come to terms with is, first of all, the customers are picking us. We're not picking them like in the past. And those customers know how they want to interact with anybody who is a supplier to them, and we have to make sure that we accommodate those expectations.
What should enrollment firms be thinking about today to evolve and differentiate themselves in the future?
I think that's a topic that really is interesting to me. One of the things that you see, my background is in technology for the last 35 years, so I've been lucky enough to go through a few industry changeovers. And one of the things that I see here is that we're very event-driven. It's a very event-driven market. Open enrollment, you know, we work with a lot of carriers and platform vendors and enrollment companies, and, you know, this open enrollment period is this big period where there's a lot of activity. And then once that event is over, we wait for the next big event before we're really doing a lot of communication and education of the customer. So one of the things I think that the enrollment firms have to look at is, how do I support the user, member, throughout their insurance year, not just when they're going to enroll or when they have a change in circumstance, but what should they know is available to them? What should they know based on certain circumstances? Based on their specific circumstances, what are the services that we have that best help them in those areas? And we need to be communicating that to them over a time so that we create a relationship and it's not such an event. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes a lot of sense today. We are with Mr. Paul Smith, Chief Strategy and Revenue Officer at CodeBaby, a global customer engagement and intelligent virtual assistant technology provider here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Mr. Smith, what strategic and tactical opportunities are on the horizon for public and private exchanges?
I think it goes back to a lot of the same thing. I think the exchanges have to become more of a partner and not an event-driven technology, so that as the user is going through the year, they need to be interacting with that exchange on information that they need as the year goes through. And so I think a big opportunity there is, how do we integrate that education, support, and care throughout the life of the policy that we're enrolling these people with, so that the platform becomes more than just a tool, it becomes a resource for the people who are working with the different carriers. So I think that's the huge opportunity for them, because right now they're fighting year over year is, do I get more enrollments this year than I did last year, and how do I make that? How do I secure the ones I have and add new ones? And the paradigm that we're working with doesn't really facilitate that as well.
And what should carriers be doing to win in the future?
I think that they I think the biggest issue for carriers to win in the future is understand your customer. With broker networks and other ways that carriers have worked with their members, there tends to be a lack of understanding of some of the particulars of their customers, because that information sits with some of the channels that they're using to get to those customers. I think the carriers need to understand those customers better and give people the choices that they want, so they become more relevant. Right now, I think in many cases, the relationship that companies and individuals have is with the exchange, or it's with a broker, and too often it's not with the carrier. So the only time that they interact with the carrier is when the only time they interact that they remember is when the carrier refused the charge that they wanted. And I think that's a relationship that has to be fixed in order for the carriers to really have an opportunity to work with their clients.
Well, certainly some good conversation here and very interesting looking ahead. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
I think one of the pitches is to remember that 57% of the people who call into the call centers have tried to self-serve online and end up going to your call center, which increases your costs and also increases the frustration of your members. And some way, and that's something that really has to be addressed, and I think it will be. I see that the industry wants to. It's just now making the head shift to, okay, this is not a nice to have, but it's got to have.
I like that idea without a question, without a question. Where can our listeners get more information on Code Baby?
I'd love for them to look up Code Baby. You can find us at CodeBaby, CodeBaby.com. You can find information about what we do, about some of our customer interactions and some of the projects that we've done, as well as the breadth of our technology. That'd be a good place for people to go.
Paul, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thanks for the time.
And you're more than welcome. You're certainly welcome to come back anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Smith, Chief Strategy and Revenue Officer at Code Baby, a global customer engagement and intelligent virtual assistant technology provider. And once again, for more information, simply visit CodeBaby.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.